Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell all audiences, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, even your mortal enemies. This is a show, this is a mission of mercy right here. I mean it. Good people, you listen to Cocoon from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, and across from me is Organic OK. It's 9 o'clock on the dot. Now, you know that basically at this point that all of us, Organic OK had basically rounded together a group of people who were going around all over the world picking up garbage, cleaning up messes, and helping the homeless. You know, trying to make sure they got some form of shelter, trying to make sure that the programs were helping as many homeless people as possible, making sure there were programs at all. And I basically spent a considerable amount of time in L.A. I got to tell you, man, Hollywood is it's like a beautiful woman. You know, when it's all made up of something grand, but it has a real ugly side, the underbelly. I saw some horrible things, basically, in L.A., directed the homeless. And I wasn't looking forward to going to Chicago. Now, one thing I'll say about L.A. is the weather is always perfect, you know, pitch perfect. It's always just right. But Chicago, well, it's called the Windy City for a reason. We were arriving in February, the dead of winter, man. It was snow. Everything was kind of frosted. It was cold out there. I mean, I'm used to snow myself. You know, I'm from McKinleyville. But this winter was a lot stronger. It didn't stop there. What had happened was, Organic, why don't you join here in on this, okay? You sound like you're sawing a log over there, man. Wake up! Anywho, what had happened was now we were in Chicago. What I had to say about Chicago is they got a much better plan for helping the homeless. The numbers are a lot lower. They're trying to get a lot of them off the street. Chicago has a friendly reputation for doing that. I mean, I noticed I wasn't the only person going around trying to help homeless people. There were some other people who were giving them handouts, personally, and whatever. You know, propane heaters, electric blankets. Organic once told me, dude, look, if they got everything they need, guess what? They don't need money. I remember at one point, we were still in Chicago, by the way. I sat down in a circle with a lot of the homeless people I'd known, and I encouraged them to basically really work together more as a team. More as a team. All the homeless people should all know each other. They should all be helping each other. Definitely. And here, now I was basically saying to myself, self, why talking to yourself? Why aren't you going to help a little bit more? Well, once again, I encourage them to basically make sure the program is going even better. I told them about the magic that was the housing pod. All we need is some material. Organic. How do we get some material to build some housing pods out here? You know, once again, I have a lot of them basically, it's legal to live in your car out here. That's legal. LA was evil, but I sure preferred the weather. As I basically spent my time going up and down, wondering what to do next, Organic took me aside and told me, dude, you want to know what you should do next? Pick up some trash, okay? Just pick up some garbage. I did that. It seemed like as soon as I did, somebody else would dump their garbage here somewhere. You know? See, that was the problem. It's like I always told Organic, the problem with picking up trash is that other people's trash is that they're going to like that a little bit too much. They're going to think to themselves, okay, you know what? I'll make a mess and somebody else will clean it up. I talked to a lot of homeless and got to know them, but Organic always told me, dude, don't touch them directly. Okay, a lot of these people, they've skipped a lot of baths, man. They got very dirty, okay? You can catch something. But you know what? You can even catch something if you in your own, even in your own neighborhood when you talk to the wrong person out there. Be careful. Anywho, as we basically started going, we started talking a lot about what we were going to do. But even I didn't know it. What are we going to do? That's what we're going to do, brother. We're going to make this world a better place. Okay? Now look, let's talk to some of the other people trying to help the homeless. Let's see if we can get something going. We'll work together. I sat them down. I talked to a lot of them, my rap, my story. I said I wasn't really a vagrant person. This man had taken it upon himself to bring me aboard, and I'm going around here helping everybody, helping the homeless, but really healing the world. I know that sounds a little bit tacky and cutesy, but it's true. The next thing I thought we should do really is, well, we got to reunite all our resources. Now, I told you about Tent City. There's, you've seen those. Like, there's a shanty area with a bunch of homeless people usually living under a bridge or in a tunnel or something with some kind of shelter over it and whatever. There is that. That's a thing. But you know what? No, not chicken butt. Everybody's got to be in on it. So how do we do that?
Well, you ask me a question, or are you more making like a presentation? You're just like saying how you do that.
No. See, I'm making a particular point. Remember I asked you organic. How do we get the materials that we need to make the housing pods?
You can't talk about all that on the show, bro. It's intellect property. You're giving too much information away, bro. You don't give that much information away. Too detailed. You don't know that?
No, I know that, but when we have a production of this length and whatever.
You're giving away too much information that gives people ideas to write it down and copyright it. That idea, we don't own to be a make the pod, but we can do it.
I never said that we should not invent the pod. What we did was go out there basically and see that they were being made in L.A., and this is a good idea. Let's endorse this. Let's help Bill.
Bro, we don't got none of that yet. Stop talking about shit so fast. Endorsements come along, but you don't give it away before you get it. You don't know about making money, do you? You don't talk about business outside of the contracts before you get it. You want to put money into the idea, but you don't want to make sure people have any, you know, it's a process.
Dang. As we basically sat down, I had talked to basically people there, and I asked their story. They told me I got laid off. I was on welfare for a while. I had to go on welfare. I was at a company where I worked hard.
Is your 30 minutes or hour?
30 minutes.
Okay. Cool.
Now, honestly, he told me I was at a company where I worked a long time, and then one day the business went out of business. The trade didn't last. You know, nowadays, technology, I mean, they're making everything more and more high tech and whatnot. And in doing so, they're making people more and more obsolete. We get thrown out like so much junk. He said, I got a family somewhere, whatever. But there's no city like Chicago. Now, you know, it's funny. I mean, this city was freezing. They want to go somewhere cold. But these people still remain having hometown pride. I can understand that. I also kind of understood. I talked to a few people who were trying to get out of Chicago. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's cool and all, but they said, well, they kept telling you, this ain't a place to be homeless. Now, look, if you're going to be homeless in America, you better live somewhere south, you know, where it's warm, where it's hot. Here, people are freezing to death. Some want to. I told you yesterday, I talked to that suicidal guy. He seemed like he had affairs in order. He was messed up enough, and maybe it was really just time for him to go. at some point, the thrill of living is gone, and you want to stop suffering. I realized I was lucky. I was fortunate. You know why? When I was fortunate? Because of you, man, because you basically... But at the same time, all I was thinking to myself was, what do we do now? I was wondering, listen, do any of you homeless people have any money at all? I was thinking maybe some of you basically, some of you can sleep in your car, right? Okay. Yeah, some homeless, yeah, there's a whole area over there where they got a lot of homeless people sleeping in their cars. Why? In L.A., it's not allowed. I'm not going to L.A. I'd like to go to L.A. No, you wouldn't. Look, they're especially cruel and homeless there. There's this invention, the housing pod. Really, it was a literal, actual device, a thing, a shack that is sort of built to shelter somebody. Yeah, they banned it. They don't even want you guys sleeping in your cars. I understand L.A. has to be kind of two-faced and phony, and that's Hollywood for you. But that's Hollywood. It's really messed up when it starts to happen to the ordinary people, you know, the folks on the streets. That town is even crueler than people notice. No one's going to know this from Hollywood, but you think they'd base it to be, I don't know, better than people who want stars. Hey, who's that guy? Some people came by, a census taker came by to document how many homeless people there really were in the streets in the great city of Chicago. Quite a few. I thought we needed a system that's going to do something. But what? And I sat there basically twiddling my thumbs. I was asking Organic, what do we do now? I mean, could you maybe fund to get the building materials to build the house? Dude, don't have that kind of money. What's wrong with you? You need to think before you talk. No, you didn't think. It's a dumbass question. Look, you just got to say no. You don't have to degrade me. You have to, because it's a punk adult. You just got to say no. No. I'm going to say more than no. I'm going to say, look, yeah, you call somebody, you asking him, you know, hey, can you basically pay to have a bunch of pods built for these homeless people? That's why rich people only hang out with other rich people, you know? Because everybody else just basically wants their money. You look to them for a handout. I brought you aboard, but it ain't just a handout. You're supposed to be working. I am. Pick up trash. And you know what else? I listen to their stories, and now I'm trying to make sure they're all sheltered in this cold. They're intense, man. They need something solid in this weather. People in L.A., it'd be cool for them to basically... They can have tents, you know, whatever. But, you know, not a guy who's basically literal, a guy who's literally living in a city that's frozen. Frozen? Yeah. It ain't cold here. Don't they have snow in McKinleyville, where you're from? We picked you up, how they had snow. Of course they had snow, but, man, this is like real cold. Yeah, I know. You got a good heart. I was really at a loss here as what to do. And I told you last night, the reason they call Chicago the Windy City is they call Chicago the Windy City because, honestly, not because of the wind, but because of all the hot-aired politicians. But really, it was real windy right now. It was dang cold. Once again, I know Organic had basically secured us a nice motel room to stay at while we're out here. He did that. But good people, understand this. It was still freezing out there. I felt sorry for these people. How do they live like this? Now, people are constantly telling homeless people where they can and can't stay. They're not allowed to basically sleep on park benches. They're not allowed to basically spend too much time at the bus terminal. You know, I'd seen a lot of them at bus stations. I've seen a lot of them at the beach. Does Covington have a beach? I don't know. I don't have time to find out. 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Pieces and Organic OK, who is doing nothing but snoring. Please get involved with the cause. Call in. Call in. Let's have a word or two. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. A philanthropist philosopher who is going around trying to heal this world. And check out Maya Harrison online. Check her out. I was still confused as to what to do. How do I help these homeless people? I thought the first thing I could do was just talk to one of them. I did. I sat down and talked with a guy. Are you married? Not anymore, he told me. I was basically in my early 40s when I got thrown out here. Want to know something else? I'm a war veteran. Yeah, I served my country. And you think that would make it so they'll take care of you, but sometimes they don't feel that way. See? It can be hard. Can be impossible. Well, see, that's why. See, how do you feel about the fact they threw you out on the street? Oh, I'm not sweating. See, I learned a lot of survival skills when I was over there. I was over in the Gulf War. Let me tell you something. That was hot. Well, sometimes I miss having something to do. They're discharging, cutting off more and more and more people who are just a lost cause. What to do? He said, how long have you been on the street? He said, I'm not exactly on the street at all. Oh, it just happened. No. There's this guy, this rich guy, he's going around and he's trying to clean up and help the community and the homeless and whatnot. He asked me to come aboard with them. I'm staying in a hotel room while we're here. I'm just going to pick up the garbage and help out the homeless people and whatever. But anywho, it's important not to make enemies, he told me. Unless you're at war. I'm at war here every day, man. I'm battling against the cold. I'm battling against what I'm going to eat or drink. All I can do is get to sleep. You know, when you're an adult, all you think about is being a child again. You know, being a kid wasn't easy, but you never imagine how much worse it's going to be when you're an adult. It's hard to walk the line every day. That's what I do. I nodded. I wish I was in the military. Dude, it ain't a cakewalk. You won't be in the military. It is really a whole ordeal. Let me tell you something. I basically went through real Armageddon. I went to war. I had a family. You know something? I'm all right. I'm okay right now. What do you mean? I mean, I'm not suffering. I lost a lot, man, but I ain't suffering. Now, I went to talk to another person. This time it was a woman. She told me her story, her plight. She said she got kicked out of the house when she was 22. She really couldn't find a man that could really provide and take care of her. And she couldn't really get a job. So few of those left now. said her parents couldn't stay. She still sees them sometimes, but most of the time, she's basically living here in Tent City. She said at one point she was so desperate to get out from the street she would have done anything. She thought about going to Nevada, becoming a working girl, a pro. It's like, really? Well, at least I'd be taken care of. I don't think I could live that life. They say those, you don't pay those women for sex. You pay for them to leave after it's over. Those girls are all messed up. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I never paid for myself, sure. No. I never. She smiled at me and said, you ever had sex? Yeah. Yeah, it did happen. It hadn't. I was lying. I was an average guy. I never even had a girlfriend. I had a date or two in high school, but not like a, you know. She smiled at me and she said, ask me how I got here. I told her. She said, I think what you're doing is great. Wonderful. What this guy is. Now, what's this about an EcoPod? What's all this? What's an EcoPod? I explained to the whole story about these homeless little shacks, these little shack shelters that were built to house homeless people. She smiled and said, we could all use those. What a great idea. Why aren't they doing this? Well, the money it takes to get all the proper materials together and whatever. You know. Tell me. What do you do for fun? She smiled and said, I don't really have much fun. I just talk to people. Just talk to people. What about? You're an adult. You don't have time to basically play and do everything together like when you were a kid. Mostly you have acquaintances. You try to sit down and have a conversation with somebody, anybody. Some people get married and have children. You know, it's like you want somebody to care whether you come home alive or not. You don't realize how good you had it when you were a kid. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, but damn, it really was when compared to what's happened now. I had to tell you something. I was exhausted. I was at a loss. I wanted personally to do something great. I wanted to basically save lives. Now, I myself have got to be the most bewildered sap on the planet. Because honestly, I mean, I never thought for a second, I wasn't sure how we were basically going to help all these people. I went to Organic. I said, Organic, what do we do? How do we help them more? Well, what do we always do? Let's basically see if a few more people are going to take them in. But the whole time I was there, I kept asking, what's everyone meant? Why, with all the people who are becoming homeless now, why does everyone see this as a sign of something going wrong in this country? Something is very, very wrong. People should not be this homeless. They should not be this much out of work. They should not be this degenerate. They should not be this lost. This should not have happened. I don't know what to do. I was the guy who was basically trying to, I don't know. But even I was basically out of ideas. Well, Gag told me, just talk to them. Talk to them, talk about the EcoPod, how we're going to make that happen. And then try to get a few more of them off the streets. sure enough, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. What to do? I talked to all of them. I made a sort of friendship. I wanted to say, you are all part of all this. Don't just try to survive. Band together, help each other. You know, if you guys shared all your resources together, one of them laughed. Isn't that communism? I think this is a place for it. No, it's not. It's socialism. Get socialized. Now, I've made a decision. I was going personally to basically to know how to make friends with every single one of them. I talked to them. I asked their life story. Dang. Dang all over. After I talked to the Vietnam vet, I saluted him. I told the sweet girl who basically planned on becoming a professional that I admire her for sticking it out. And I convinced them all to basically try to, you know, maybe we could basically build an especially large housing pod just for some of them to share. They could take turns. A whole bunch of ideas like that. But eventually Organic came to me and said, dude, it's time to go. Okay. Before I left, I had to ask them, has anyone ever actually, like, you know, frozen to death here? I saw that one point in Seattle. Did that happen here, too? One of them, they said, I haven't seen it. I'm out here all the time. In fact, I don't know what to do. All I could ask him was, what are you doing for next? Don't worry, we're going to go someplace a little warmer next time. A little hotter. He smiled. We did something, didn't we? Yeah, we did. We did. It's 9:28 here. You've been listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Now, check us out online. We're on the net. You can listen to all our programs on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you want to get involved with the cause, please do. Call in also during our show. You can be on the radio. The number is at 1-515-605-9705. Sorry, that's 1-510. I forgot the number. 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you all. Please get involved. Connect. See, connecting to the homeless like this will help us connect to the rest of humanity. This is the organizing, unifying thing that the whole planet has been waiting for. Organic, wake up and back me up here. Thank you all for listening to Cocoon from the Microphone. Thank you, and good night.